This is Fresh Air. In Todd Haynes' new movie, May December, Natalie Portman plays a famous actor who's researching a role inspired by a tabloid scandal from years earlier. Julianne Moore and Charles Melton also star in the movie, which opens in theaters today and begins streaming December 1st on Netflix. Our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
If you were in reach of a TV or a tabloid in the 90s, you probably remember the case of Mary Kay Letourneau, the Washington State school teacher who was convicted of raping her sixth grade student, Vili Folau. Letourneau was 34, and Folau was 12 when their sexual relationship began. They had two children, one of whom was born while Letourneau was in prison. After her release in 2004, she and the now adult Folau wed and were married for 14 years until their separation. Letourneau died of cancer in 2020. The dark and sometimes disturbingly funny new movie, May December, was inspired by the Letourneau-Folau story, though it never mentions them by name. Julianne Moore plays Gracie Atherton Yu, who's in her late 50s, and Charles Melton plays her husband, Joe Yu, who's in his 30s. They have three college-age children and a beautiful home in Savannah, Georgia, where their close-knit community has long accepted them, despite the scandal that broke out when their relationship came to light two decades earlier. The director Todd Haynes, working from a smart, layered script by Sammy Birch, comes at this material from a fascinating angle. A famous TV actor named Elizabeth Berry, played by the famous movie actor Natalie Portman, is set to play Gracie in an independent film. Elizabeth has come to Savannah to do some research by spending time with the couple, who are hoping they'll be depicted sympathetically. In this scene, Elizabeth attends a barbecue at Gracie and Joe's house and strikes up a conversation about them with one of their friends.
They're sweet, aren't they?
Very.
They're a very beloved part of this community.
I can see that. So, what is it you love most about Gracie?
She always knows what she wants.
She's unapologetic.
Julianne Moore, who gave two of her greatest performances in Haynes's earlier dramas, Safe and Far From Heaven, plays Gracie with an edge of steel and a childlike lisp inspired by Letourneau herself. Although Gracie gives Elizabeth a friendly welcome, over the next few days she turns brittle and a little testy as the actor asks about her and Joe's relationship. There's an acid humor to Gracie's defiance as she refuses to wring her hands over her past misdeeds. In her mind, she and Joe and their kids are a happy and pretty normal family. But Gracie is clearly deluding herself, and it doesn't take long for Elizabeth's presence to drive a wedge between the couple, as old, unresolved issues rise to the surface. Charles Melton, best known for the series Riverdale, is quietly revelatory as Joe, a man stuck in a kind of suspended adolescence. We can't help but notice how closely Joe resembles his teenage kids, not just in appearance, but in age, or how Gracie seems to treat him the way a needy mother might treat her son. But as messed up as Gracie and Joe are, May December seems to respect them more than it does Elizabeth, who's clearly working this situation from every possible angle. Natalie Portman, doing her best and subtlest work in some time, brilliantly reveals the calculation behind Elizabeth's polite smiles and gently probing questions. Todd Haynes clearly loves actors, but he isn't afraid to show how callous and even monstrous some of them can be in pursuit of their art. He's also critiquing the endless appetite for sensationalized, ripped-from-the-headline stories and the industry's willingness to feed it. All this would be rich dramatic fodder even if it were played perfectly straight. But Haynes, one of the most inventive stylists working in American movies, is incapable of being completely straightforward. And here he walks a tricky tonal line between melodrama, realism, and camp. At times, he accents key moments with a deliberately overwrought burst of music, as if to give us a glimpse of the soap opera that Elizabeth's indie film project might well become. Elsewhere, his references skew higherbrow. When he positions Moore and Portman side by side in close-up, he evokes the dreamy surrealism of Ingmar Bergman's Persona and David Lynch's Mulholland Drive, as if to suggest that Gracie's and Elizabeth's identities are blurring together. In shifting among these different modes, Haynes reminds us that we're watching a movie, and that most movies can only give us a partial understanding of the truth. Still, for all its surface artifice and self-aware humor, what's striking about May-December is how piercingly sad it becomes as it invites us to feel the full weight of Gracie and Joe's loneliness and desperation. These characters may be fictionalized constructs, but their tragedy is all too real.
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed May-December, opening today in theaters and streaming on Netflix December 1st. On Monday's show, I talked with writer Stephanie Land about her new book, Class, which picks up where her best-selling book, Made, left off. In Class, Land is in college, in her 30s, at the University of Montana, desperately trying to fulfill her dream of becoming a writer, juggling classes while struggling to pay for rent and childcare. I hope you can join us. Keep up with what's on the show and to get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Al Banks. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.